Good morning. We began yesterday with beginning with Seches Maisreis, and we learned the first Mishnah. So just a very quick recap, because it's very important for the subsequent Mishnahs we're going to be learning now, is that we learned a general rule for Maisreis. And Maisreis includes all those tithings, all those gifts that have to be given, and again, it depends on which year it is, which ones one would have to give. But the general rule is it has to be something which is edible, something which is generally guarded by people. It's not tossed away. It's not left for hefker. And we mentioned that if something is not tchilasa v'seifa eichel, it only becomes chayiv when it becomes eichel. For example, vegetables, as soon as they start to grow, they are going to be edible. There are some fruits that at the beginning of their growing process, they're not edible until a later date. So at that point in time, that the later date when they become edible, that is when we are going to be chayav maaser. So what are examples of this? The following Mishnayos gives a bunch of examples and actually gives very specific times when those fruits are going to be relevant. So the Mishnah Bay starts, Mei masaya peres chayav maaser. When are peres, fruits, going to be chayav in maaser? And the Mishnah says, Hata'enim, figs, mi sheyav chilu. As they begin to mature. I don't know exactly what they look like, but at the beginning process, apparently the figs are not edible. As they begin to mature, that is when they are going to be chayav and maestros. Hanavim v'ha'avashim mishev ishu. Hanavim and avashim apparently are also another type of grape. It's more of a wild grape. It's not as high of a quality, but that would be their chayav for maestros begins when they are hiv ishu. What does hiv ishu mean? It's also a certain stage of maturity. It seems like they come a little more translucent, and you could start seeing the seed on the inside. Mishnah continues, ha'og v'atutim mishaya adimu. These are different types of berries which are red. As they become red, that is when they're chayiv in Meiser. And the Mishnah adds in, not only those berries, but all red fruits, when they start to take on their red color. Harimainim, pomegranates, mishayimasu, when they start to get soft. In other words, you could squeeze them, and they're going to give way with your fingers. Hatamarim, dates, mishayatilu sa'ar, when they give off dough. What does it mean when they give off dough? And just like a dough, as it begins to rise, it starts to swell. So when this starts to swell, that's when it's chayav maaser. Afar sekim mishiatil gidim, peaches, when they start to get in the skin like a form of different veins. Ha'gaizim mishiyasu megura, walnuts, when they make a storage house. What does that mean, they make a storage house? So it seems like from the Rav, what it means is that the actual nut inside separates itself from the shell. So it looks like you're storing something inside a box. So at the earlier stage, it just looks like one fruit. As they start to grow, the shell separates from the actual nut. At that point in time, that's when it looks like you just simply placed a nut inside a box to store it there. That's when it's chayav and meiser. Yehudaimer, hagayzim v'ashkedim, walnuts and almonds, mishayasu klipa, when they get a shell. However, the Rav points out that that's not how we pass it. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel.